night, BBC Strictly had 1 million more viewers than its ITV rival at the two point when the two shows went head-to-head. Now, this weekend saw Sammy Brooke from The X Factor and Rory Bremner from Strictly both get voted off. We're joined by the Strictly contestant Edwina Curry and Noetta Satchel from the first series of X Factor. And Edwina.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm very well. Why is
Strictly beating X Factor?
Oh, I think partly because Strictly is for real. You can't auto-tune dancing. You really can't. What you see on screen is what you get. And in fact, it's fascinating at a dress rehearsal, they often dance an awful lot better than they do when they know they're going out live. And yet, even then, you see wonderful, wonderful dancing. Absolutely magical. Whereas I think a lot of people know that a lot of what goes on X Factor is kind of, you know, it's tweaked one way or another. You can't do that with dancing.
Yeah, one of my observations as well, Edwina, is that the X Factor has got a fantastic hype machine, and it has an in with so many of the tabloids, which guarantee it front page stories at least two or three times a week. And although that has a value, clearly, I just wonder as well whether the public aren't fed up a little bit with manufactured rows between the judges and the contestants, and, you know, whether you reach a saturation point with that.
I think that's probably true. The judges have a lot to answer for, at least on Strictly Come Dancing. Three of the four know exactly what they're talking about, and they've been doing it for decades. But I think there's more to it than that. I mean, on X Factor, I've switched over more than once and had a look. And you think, you know, these people don't have talent. You know, you are just a fat boy singing. That's all you're really doing. And you think you're going to be Leona Lewis? Well, you know, once in a blue moon, this is likely to happen. You've got to remember as well, who is staying in on a Saturday night now? You know, the average age of the audience for BBC One is over 50. And they are people who understand what quality is all about. And they feel a little embarrassed seeing somebody who might be a grandson making a complete and absolute fool of himself on X Factor and being made a fool of.
Roetta, I mean, you know, Edwina kind of says that people hope they're going to be the next Leona Lewis. Well, you know, that's part of the appeal as well. We know that not everybody will be, but some people will hope to be, and we like to be there at the ground floor, don't we, and see the career taking off.
Definitely, I think, and I love Edwina Daly, but I think it's terrible what she's saying, fat boys singing and auto-tuning. These are real people hoping that they get a career. They're getting great exposure. It's difficult to make it in this business now, so you've got to think of the contestants. It's become a bit of a sham, I agree, with the judges and the stories. But as far as there's no auto-tuning in the live finals,